Jack Waverley had never been more worried. He thought he'd seen everything during his time in the Navy, but what was going on now was worse than any hidden enemy he'd tried to fight before. As chief of security on board the Coral Queen, it was his job to investigate crime. It was also his duty to head up the investigation team whenever accidents or incidents occurred involving the safety of passengers or crew. Recently, there had been an above-average number of accidents, and it was rising along with his blood pressure. The first few incidents had been easy to attribute to the cruise line employing new staff, unfamiliar with the ship's rigorous safety checks and drills. It was only after his annoying counterpart, Imelda Cruz, who oversaw health and safety, had raised her concerns, that he became more troubled. A week before, she had marched into his office without knocking, something he hated about her.
"Have you seen these?"
She had dropped a heavy pile of reports on his desk for effect. He'd stared at the Hispanic woman's fierce face. Even the prim way she wore her uniform and tied her hair back in a crisp ponytail suggested there were no grey areas where she and, more importantly, health and safety were concerned.
"Yes, something has to be done about this ship's shoddy policies. I can't manage health and safety without the full cooperation of every department."
Interrupting people was another of her irritating habits. Without pausing for breath, Imelda had almost gleefully, if she were given to glee, which he doubted, continued, her tone censorial.
"I would have thought as chief of security, you might have noticed the unusual nature of some of these so-called accidents. I want it on record that if ship procedures aren't tightened, we could have a death on our hands." You'll be hearing more from me on this matter."
Without allowing him to speak, she had tapped the pile of reports like he imagined an arrogant dictator such as Mussolini would have done.
"Read," she had commanded.
"Now, just a minute."
But Imelda Cruz had disappeared as swiftly as she had arrived, leaving him feeling like he had come away from the headmistress's office, except it had been his office. The health and safety chief was good at her job, but why did she have to be so condescending to him and every other department's head? She was well known for parading around the ship nitpicking. Most heads of department disappeared if they saw her coming. Until that point, Waverley had managed to steer clear of any direct accusation from her of incompetence on his team's part. Imelda had been true to her word. Later that same day, both Waverley and the captain had received a 300-page report detailing health and safety recommendations. Now, Imelda had ammunition to back up her accusation that maybe they, or more precisely he, was missing things. Even worse was the implication his department had not been investigating thoroughly enough. After Imelda had delivered her report and the details of all incidents she felt needed further examination, he was duty-bound to conduct a more rigorous investigation. The most annoying part was the blasted woman was most probably right. Waverley was convinced that whoever was responsible for the recent untoward events was doing it deliberately. At around the same time as the first incident, he had started receiving threatening postcards, all postmarked Rome. One threat alongside the accidents he would have believed was coincidence, but now he wasn't so sure. Whoever was behind the odd mishaps appeared to want to ramp up their game of cat and mouse.